Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is building a collaborative virtual team in support of the problem-solving competency. To efficiently problem-solve, your team must be collaborative and work together as a unit, rather than each individual working in a vacuum. Collaboration is the process by which people cooperate and work together in a unified manner to accomplish a common goal. But how does that happen in a virtual environment? Colleagues in an office setting typically build relationships and trust through social interaction and shared physical work, such as reviewing financial statements together at the same table. In a virtual work environment, there are reduced opportunities to form social bonds and obtain nonverbal cues. This creates an increased likelihood for miscommunications and misunderstandings. Building a collaborative team in a virtual environment relies heavily on trust and communication. This podcast will provide 6 tips that leaders can take to build a successful and collaborative virtual team. Tip 1. Act with integrity. Lead with morals and honesty. Ethics will always guide a leader with integrity. If your virtual team consistently sees you acting with integrity, it will help them to believe you will treat them fairly and begin to establish trust. Leading with integrity includes always being transparent and open in all situations. Don't try to dampen a blow or cover up the reality of a situation for the short-term benefit of someone's morale. Tip 2. Communicate goals and objectives. Clearly convey the objective and outcomes to your team. Assign explicit roles and responsibilities that make information widely available. If you do not tell your team where they are going, they will never arrive at the desired situation. Without clear focus of the problem at hand, it will not be solved in an efficient manner or at all. While it may seem like overkill, ensure that your team is on the same page by clarifying roles and responsibilities in a group setting to ensure all parties are aligned. Tip 3. Check in on the team. Monitor the well-being of your team, including mental, physical, and emotional needs. Be open to exchanging feedback. In a virtual work environment, you will have less nonverbal warning signs if something is wrong, so it's crucial that you take the extra time and effort to build bonds by scheduling a virtual lunch or coffee. Spend intentional time with your team focusing on their well-being. This will create a supportive and trustworthy team. Tip 4. Provide clear communication standards. Set up ground rules and establish guidelines for how the team will interact with clients, key stakeholders, and most importantly, each other. When working with virtual teams, this must be established early on. Since their leader is not physically there, having clear standards provides support to the team. This could include simple things, such as guidelines for attire, camera and microphone protocols in Teams, or pre-reads. Tip 5. Respect schedules. Be on time for meetings. This simple courtesy will show your team that you have respect for them and for their time. It also builds trust that the meeting will be managed effectively. In a virtual world, this means logging on early, testing your equipment, and being ready to speak when the meeting starts, so build a little extra time in your calendar for these technology transitions. Tip 6. Recognize contributions. Acknowledge the hard work and time your team sacrifices to accomplish the workload. Sometimes it may take longer to accomplish a goal when working remotely, so have patience and be sure to give credit where it is due. Communicate to your team how much you appreciate all they do to drive success. Everyone receives recognition differently and has their own preferences for being recognized. Some people prefer praise in public. Others would prefer a handwritten note or praise in a one-on-one setting. By learning your team's preferences, you are highlighting their individual value to you and to the team. Making individuals feel like their work is valuable and acknowledged engenders loyalty to you, the leader, as well as to the team, which can reduce turnover and workplace dissatisfaction. In summary, the 6 tips for building a virtual collaborative team are 1. Act with integrity. 2. Communicate goals and objectives. 3. Check in on the team. 4. Provide clear standards. 5. Respect schedules. And 6. Recognize contributions. Think about how you can use these tips to make your team more collaborative. Thank you for listening to this podcast on building a virtual collaborative team. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local BD17 representative or contact HQ's BD17 at NAVFAC HQ, Total Force Development, at Navy.mil. As part of your certification, please write this code in your workbook. 7. Capital T, lowercase g, caret, capital V, 4.